Launching another brand new hour here of the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. I'm going to tell it to you straight, man. The truth can be bitter, but sometimes you got to swallow that pill. I'm here to help you out with that. You might learn something, too. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, Michigan Democrats are proposing legislation to support menstruating and lactating construction employees. You got that going for you. Number two, Gretchen Whitmer now has the lead in the House and the State House again, so they're going to be looking for more corporate tax handouts, but her progressive friends don't like that much. And number three, how about this? Donald Trump coming to town Wednesday, to Freeland, that is. That's Tittabawassee Township. I'll be there for you, by the way. I'll be there in person. He's going to be having a rally in Wisconsin, and then he's going to skip right over here to Michigan for a 6 o'clock. You know, this is the way he has to do it now. Wednesdays and weekends. Because of this ridiculous trial going on in New York about business records and valuations of properties. Cases, by the way, these were all expired misdemeanor charges until Alvin Bragg cobbled together some Frankenstein charges. Nobody should be fooled by this. Unfortunately, he's being tried in New York, so therefore they'll probably try to get, well, they probably will get a conviction. Then, of course, it'll go up on appeal. It'll never stand. There's no crime here for Trump. So, anyhow, on his Wednesdays and weekends, he gets out. He's on his way to Michigan. Maybe we get a chance to talk to him again. Last time he came through, we spoke to him. And Pete Hoekstra, being a good friend, obviously, he puts in the good word for it. Of course, Trump knows us. He knows me. We've met more than once. And so Trump Force One will be inbound. And how does a town like Freeland get ready for that? 5,000 people there, right? They got visited, I think, back in September of 2020 by Trump Force One. Or was it Air Force One then? Yeah, Air Force One back then. It's the MBS International Airport. It'll serve as the campaign stage again this week. They're anticipating 10,000 people. And I want to compare this to what they anticipated in 2020. They anticipated 10,000 people. This time around, 5,000 people in 2020, they expect double that amount this year. Double that amount. And that's why I keep going back to, you know, Joe Biden. In this new Gallup survey showing him as being the least popular president in 70 years. And so when Donald Trump comes to Michigan, swing state, by the way, a new poll shows he is losing here as Donald Trump, and Joe Biden's winning. I don't put much stock in it, but there you have it. According to a new poll from, I think it was CBS. I'm going to go look at this. Donald Trump is widening his lead everywhere. Except Michigan, according to CBS News, YouGov, and Bloomberg Morning Consult. They both give Joe Biden a two-point lead in Michigan. I wouldn't buy that. But you're going to need a bigger win than that. Anyhow, if you missed it in the first hour, Gallup went out and did a survey of the popularity of Joe Biden, 38.7%. His job approval rating for the first quarter of 2024. 3 points lower than that of one-term George H.W. Bush at the same point. 3 points lower than George H.W. Bush. 6 months before Election Day, Biden stands in a weaker position than any prior president. In contrast, former President Donald Trump, who is vying with Biden for a second White House term, stood at 46.8%, 7 points higher. Excuse me, 8 points higher. I'm not very good at my math this morning. Donald Trump was 8 points higher at this point in his presidency. Yeah, Joe Biden is that bad. Look, don't take my word for it. Ask some Democrat friends of yours. Ask people that voted for Joe Biden. How bad is he? Look around. Richard Nixon, at this point in his presidency, was at 53.7%. J. just before he left office, right? Jimmy Carter, 47.7% at this point. Dwight Eisenhower, by the way, had the highest rating. 73.2% of the people in America supported Dwight Eisenhower in his 13th quarter. Yeah, at this point in. The results of Gallup's presidential approval polls, which the organization has compiled since Eisenhower began in 52, it's been strongly predictive of re-election success. Historically, every incumbent in the past seven decades with an approval rating above 50% won. Only Barack Obama bucked the trend because he had 46%, a middling number to say the least. No first-term president has ever returned to the White House with numbers as low as Joe Biden's. With results this quarter ranked among the worst of the post-World War II era in the bottom 12% of all presidential quarters. He's in the of all presidential quarters, not just, you know, here. It's a new low for Joe Biden. A new low for old Joe. Let Joe be Joe. Yeah, that's worked out so very well. He's mired in the low 40s at best. And now 38.7%. And by the way, so we'll go from the bottom up. Joe Biden, 38.7. George H.W. Bush, 41.8. Barack Obama, 45.9. Donald Trump, 46.8. This was 6 months to go before an election. Jimmy Carter, 47.7. George W. Bush, 51. Bill Clinton, 53. Richard Nixon, 53.7. Ronald Reagan, 54.5. Dwight Eisenhower, 73.2. In 1956. So, George H.W. Bush lost, Joe Biden lost, Jimmy Carter lost, Donald Trump lost, Barack Obama won in 12, or did he? You can decide. Anyhow, so, big event coming up there Wednesday in Freeland. I'll be there covering it for you. He'll be coming from Waukesha, Wisconsin. He's got a 2 o'clock event there and then a 6 o'clock event in Tittabawassee Township. The reason being in Saginaw County, they got to win that. You got to win that county. You do. In order to win the state and therefore win Michigan, you have to. You got to have that one. Yep, got to have that one. All right, how about a couple of shout-outs for our friends that make this possible every single day. Doty Mechanical, one of those folks in the greater capital city area. Doty Mechanical. Spring into action with Doty Mechanical's early spring specials. Look, it's been beautiful outside. You've got a couple of more days between now and the end of the month to save some money. Get a safety inspection for your furnace or AC, $35. A 17-point inspection of your entire system for $69. Schedule that inspection today. Make sure everything's running right. Look, the cost of furnaces and air conditioning going through the roof. Keep the one you've got in good shape. 517-327-7777. 517-327-7777. DotyMechanical.com. Mention me and get a free plumbing inspection as well. 517-327-7777. DotyMechanical.com. Go ahead and check into it. You'll be glad you did. All right. Coming up, Glenn Kowalski. Moved to Marshall in 1987 from Detroit. He says, man, this mega site's a problem. We're going to talk about it. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com as well. Read Liberty Page today. If you haven't done that in a while, man, you are missing out. Liberty Page at SteveGruber.com. I'll be right back.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.